Today on the Soda Pod, we're jumping right into Make Good Choices as it's Wednesday. And this one's a fun one. I even take the lead on this one. Joe Q riding shotgun for that. And then we're jumping over to Judge Joey. And full disclosure, our next two arguments, though they are great arguments, a little dated as we did bank them ahead of time. But the battle lives on, and we're excited to bring you that segment here on episode 205 of the Soda Pod. Let's go. From the wild woods of Vancouver Island, welcome to the Soda Pod. Isha Droma here alongside the state of Hoppy, Joe, Joey, and Q. Thank you for joining us wherever and whenever you are listening. Before we get into our first segment here on episode 205 of the Soda Pod, I want to give a quick reminder to subscribe to the Brewery Travels podcast. Every Thursday, a new episode drops. You can find them on Twitter at Brewery Travels. Check out the blog as well and the website, brewerytravels.com, and on Facebook, the Brewery Travels podcast. Every Thursday, again, produced by the Soda Pod. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook, and I mean, hit us up there anytime. We're totally interactive, and we love connecting with all of our listeners and all the hockey fans in the great state of Minnesota, and you can find us at the Soda Pod on all social media. You can leave a text or voicemail at 612-324-1684. Hit us up with your good choices, any wild takes. Tell us if you agree with the Kaprizov contract, anything and everything. Again, we're totally interactive here at the Soda Pod, 612-324-1684. The Hockey Podcast Network and the Soda Pod are proudly powered by DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Use promo code THPN upon sign up for a bonus. And if you're a regular user, plug that promo code in for a weekly deal. On the other side, make good choices here on 205 of the Soda Pod. Good choices. Look tight. Great choice.
Great choice.
Bad feeling about this.
All right. You know by now it's Wednesday. You know what that means. We got make good choices. It's, we've got Q on board, as you all know, and another one where we're going to bring Joe riding shotgun. Let's get into it here. I know Isha has quite the story here teed up for us. Isha, take it away.
So again, this one doesn't involve me personally. I was just part of the entire group when this transpired. Q's really pumped on his beer. What are you drinking there, buddy?
It's 100 W-A-T-T, 100 watt. It's also by Revelation.
How'd you spell it?
I was kind of confused on how to say it. It's a West Coast style IPA with hops. So here we go.
With hops.
With hops. I'd be concerned if it didn't have hops.
No, it listed them and he couldn't read them. That's why he said with hops.
Amazing. Amazing.
Bingo. Hoppy knows me so well.
So this story, again, very much like the context matters here. I live on the Hawaii of Canada, as you all know, Vancouver Island. There's a lot of hippies here. And though I don't think my friend, I'll just call him E. My friend E, I don't think his mom ever indulged, but let's just say she was great at growing stuff. She was very good at growing the hippie lettuce too for all her friends and neighbors. So my friend E, he never...
Wait, I got to stop you there. Because immediately when you said she's good at growing stuff, I immediately thought hippie lettuce. And you're also like, and she also grows hippie lettuce. So what did you mean before that?
Tomatoes, cabbage,
lettuce. All right. That's less exciting than I expected. Continue.
All that good stuff. Grapes. I think she made some wine at 1.2. But though she doesn't indulge, E's mom was great at growing the hippie lettuce. Supplied an entire like little island off of Vancouver Island at one point. But anyways... So E never really had to, you know, deal with dealers or buy hippie lettuce while we were in high school. He always would just, you know, find his mom's stash, maybe grab a couple nugs, and, you know, the boys were happy. The first time E, you know, he's been working, he got his first job, and we were probably like grade 10, 11 at this point. So 15-16 again, or 16-17 at this point. He decides, you know, I'm going to buy like a big stash. You know, I'm going to really like impress the boys here and buy a half ounce. You know, that's a big bag, and all the boys and we'll all be happy after the night. So proceeds to do so. And then we go to a house party, and I'm pretty sure I've brought it up before. And if I haven't, it's definitely going to be on future Make Good Choices segments. But a game that we played in high school was just simply called 2 minutes. And as soon as, you know, someone yells out 2 minutes, you have 2 minutes to find the coolest thing in someone's yard, compare, and then switch up the item in a different person's yard in which someone took an item from. So say you took a gnome from one yard and you took, I don't know, like a bird bath from another yard. Well, the person with the bird bath is going to wake up with a gnome in their yard, vice versa. This was a fun, you know, juvenile game we played in high school. So we're in a different area partying at a friend's house. We usually don't party at. Usually, like, our neighborhood was pretty tight-knit, where, like, we had a series of beaches and then our houses. And we never had any troubles. Like, we could stay within that area and, you know, be as crazy as we wanted to be. You know, everyone knew, okay, at least they stick to this area. Well, we branched out this weekend. Went to a different area, hung out with some new friends and whatnot. Played 2 minutes in a spot that we weren't probably the most safest in doing so. And someone called the cops because fucking shithead high school students are stealing things out of people's yards. And my boy E got caught. And we all saw this went down. You know, the police officer asked if he had anything in his bag. My friend, being the smart one at the time, in that moment said, "No, you have no right looking in my bag. I just want to get home." Now, the cop, probably just having a terrible night, maybe didn't pull over enough people to make his quota on speeding tickets, was like, "Look, buddy, if you just let me look through your bag, we're all like, everything's going to be easier," and proceeded to brainwash my friend, who said, "Oh, okay, fine. Look in my bag." Pulls out the big bag of hippie lettuce and is like, "Ha, you're coming to the drunk tank tonight."
Why does that have anything to do with the drunk tank?
Underage, wanted to bring him in, show off his big dick there, and brought my buddy in for one night until this way.
Not being drunk, but smoking?
For possession as a minor, we're keeping you till the next day until we can legally release you because we don't really...
So it should be detox rather than drunk tank in that scenario.
Actually, in that scenario, yes, technically it should. That's a good one. My poor buddy calls his mom. He just hangs up and laughs like, "I'll see you tomorrow, buddy." His uncle the next day ends up picking him up and brings him to school because this was, funny enough, a school night. My buddy should have made a better choice in not telling the cops that he had every right to search his bag, and probably overall just should have just continued to go through his mom's stash, as it wasn't a good choice to buy a big amount when he could have got it for free. So anyways, shout out E. He never had any more runnings with the law. If anything, he's the most successful out of my entire friend group now. And at that moment, though, he probably would have wanted to make a better choice.
That's fair.
And Joe is just
so engaged. Joe, want to weigh in?
I feel like he was doing some heavy research.
I'm sorry. This is a huge pivot, but Isha, this is pretty funny. So you're learning very, very new to the Untapped world now, how it works, but you can tag people. People can like toast each other saying like, "Oh, I like your check-in," whatever. So Q posted his Jaws beer, which is actually Jowls.
Oh, that's how you
and,
say.
And he actually, oh man, dark. You can't see your with the glare. The dark. Screen's, oh, all right, hang on. Yeah. Screen is no longer dark. Can you see at the bottom? Yep, Eric Qualley was the first one to toast himself for this post. Wow.
I mean, there you go.
Just the first round of not to-dos when you are on Untapped.
To be fair, I'm an only child and I drink alone a lot.
You're not a middle child.
Only child. So I slow my words when I drink. I was talking to my neighbor the other day and I was like, "I bet he can't understand what I'm saying."
Slurring your words. That's a different word.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what I'm saying because I'm like, "Yeah, my yard is like green as yours."
What?
I said I like cold beer. What about you?
Okay.
Oh, shit. All right. Does anyone have anything else to say on the yard theft story.
2 minutes is a it was a good game. At sometimes, like, we found what do they call a pogo stick? And we actually knew the neighbor in which the pogo stick ended up with in the morning, and they were very excited. They didn't care that their garden gnome was gone. They were just pumped to have this pogo stick. And
garden gnomes are underrated.
One other thing we used to do, we weren't delinquents, but like we did fuck with the community, but they all knew it was us, which was kind of funny because we were like the only high school kids within like our little neighborhood. We would move cars like 180 degrees. So if they were like parked, you know, obviously like where you could reverse and or drive in, we would move them sideways into driveways. So people would wake up and be like, what the fuck? I have to drive over my grass just to get out. Sometimes we would take two cars on the side of the road and move them inward so that the road was literally blocked. Anyways, those are the type of
Isha, this is a little self-deprecating here. So I don't care though. You're a big That 70 Show fan.
Yes.
If you haven't caught on yet, I was basically the Eric Foreman in high school. Like, everyone came to my house. That's where we hung out. That's where things happened. And my buddy, who's a year older than us, he was one of the hockey captains. He lived on my street. And whenever he drove by and saw all the cars out there, he would find out which ones were locked and which ones weren't, and he would open all of the car doors.
Oh, that's good.
And then 10 minutes later, he'd be sitting at home, and he'd, like, text all of us, be like, oh, hey, I think your car door is open.
That's amazing.
Fuck!
That's so fucking good.
So basically, like, my dad was big on locking your car doors. He taught me nothing. Flop is the one that taught me that I need to lock my car or he's going to fucking open my doors.
and here awesome. I am thinking, like, gosh, like, how are you, like, moving cars and everything? And then I remembered you live in Canada and people probably just leave their keys in the ignition, don't they?
No. Like, we would literally just, there was five of us.
It's Flintstones, Joe. They just like pedal with their feet.
Right. Okay. No. Joe, we would literally, like, six of us would just pick up the damn things and move them, like, straight up. Like, when we move them in, we
pick. Do you have cardboard cars or what?
No, dude, are you serious? Like, if it's a Honda Civic or, like, I don't know, some sort of, you know, SUV, you got four or five people. You can.
If it's a moped, six of us can move that easy on the hippie lettuce.
You guys must be not as strong as Canadians because four Canadians can easily pivot a car 180 degrees.
Oh, so
pivot.
It was six. Now it's four. Pivot. Interesting.
Four to six people. Pivot. Very easy to pivot
the car
a vehicle
over the bridge.
Isha, six of you could not pivot a car.
No, Hoppy, four of us could, and we did.
No. Six of you.
Okay, yeah. I am a small dude, okay? But I'm
soccer
fucking strong.
In Europe. Throw cars over the bridges when they lose.
He's island strong.
No, I got some fucking farm boy strength in me. I would, whenever I wrestled in high school, I would always take on people 30 pounds heavier than me. So there you go. And I'd win every time.
That's not wrestling.
And one kid throw him back to a.
I knew that would get Joe. Mister, you can take your gay porn and you can get on out.
I just watched that clip again, actually, not too long ago. But going back to Q's story about sharding, and I feel really bad about this, but I have to say it.
You've got to bring that up again.
The poor guy got the name Stinky Kid because when I tackled him down, he 100% shit himself all over the mats. And
Jesus.
From grade 9 onward to graduating, he was the Stinky Kid. I didn't make that nickname, so I'm not the bully in this situation, but I was involved, so I feel bad for him. And funny enough, he actually went to the same university as I did. So we locked eyes at one point and I was like, I'm not going to talk to you. You know who I am.
Oh, you did the walk over the dead body with him. Huh?
I did the walk and go, and then I proceeded to continue to walk by. He's the biology doctor now. So who's laughing?
He's the biology doctor.
You got a doctor
compared to what other kind of doctor?
No, I know. You got a doctor in biology. He's probably fucking saving lives while I'm here running the Hockey Podcast Network. So, He's probably making more in life than I am right now. But anyway,
the biology doctor.
Biology.
He got his doctor in biology. What do you want me to say?
Like pH levels and shit.
Yes. Well, yes. They're gonna say PhD levels. I was like, oh, that was a good one, Q.
I didn't get that, but yeah.
Oh god. Another segment of Make Good Choices. On the other side, we got another unbelievable segment of Judge Joy. You're listening to the Soda Pod. Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it's time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sportsbook betting partner of the NFL. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 3 game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state or province, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contests. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $150 in free bets when you place $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code THPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required, one per customer, restrictions apply, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Every week, the Soda Pod will be featuring a debate of epic proportions, and I am here to determine who will hold the weekly belt of Judge Joey Champion. I, Judge Joey, will decide the winner, not by facts alone, but who debates the topic at hand the best and has the more compelling argument. But hold up, I am not the only one who gets to share their input on who has the better argument. You, yes you, the Soda Pod community, will be able to head to Twitter and cast your vote on who has the better case on Judge Joey. So enough introduction, let's get to tonight's topic. All right, boys, tonight I bring to you, will NHL players be allowed to compete in this year's Olympics? And Hoppy, you won last week, so Isha, you get to kick it off. Will the NHL players be allowed to compete in the Olympics?
I think that yes. Now I know Gary Bettman has been open about saying that, like, look, our original deadline, like, we're past that now, but they're at the point where it's almost down to just the IOC signing off on like two other clauses. Now these two clauses are big. The clauses include insurance, whether that's just for the players and travel fees also for the players' families, those participating. I don't know if the NHL and the IOC are going to agree on both of them, but if insurance is covered, it's a go. And from everything that I've been reading from all the big sources is that we would have heard by now if they were going to nix it. And the schedule, even for the National Hockey League, there's two schedules ready. They've already made plans for the Olympics to happen. And I feel like the NHL wouldn't even have made the time or put in the resources because it takes a lot. And I know a lot of casual fans don't know this, but I've talked to people just with my experience working in the media and industry and talking to people to peel back the curtains of what goes on, and making a schedule is one of the hardest things to do preparing for a season because of all the arena stuff, especially the arena events. And especially now with everything opening up, there's so many things being booked. So again, back to the NHL, even planning, you know, two separate schedules means that I think it's just about there. And I truly believe that it's time. If you truly want to grow the brand globally, you have to put NHL players at the Olympics. And I don't know if Gary Bettman is at the stage where he's willing to sacrifice that again, even with the insurance issues.
Yeah, great points. Great points. I think the biggest thing with that, it's just going to be, what does this Delta variant of COVID come into place here? Hoppy, looking to hear from you now.
Well, I won't even use that, Joey, because that was going to be a key argument for me.
And we just had an Olympics, like, it worked.
I'll just go off of what my opponent just said. The fact that there absolutely are two different versions of the schedule. Why do you do that if you're confident that there's going to be NHL participation at the Olympics? We've had plenty of kicks of the can where the IOC is stubborn and is not willing to cave to the needs of the NHL. I'm not that confident. And I don't care what insurance you have for, say, a John Tavares getting hurt in the Olympics. Guess what? There's some teams that are on a very small window to try and win the Stanley Cup. It's a lot more valuable to a lot of these teams than any money that's going to come through from an insurance claim because a player gets hurt in the Olympics. As a fan, I would love to see Olympic participation. But at the end of the day, no, this is not going to happen. The GMs are not going to approve that. Bettman's not going to be able to get on the same page with the IOC. And guess what? They got that second schedule in their back pocket. Can release like that.
Damn. I think the GMs did sign off, though.
Like, just saying that. Hoppy takes this argument with that final
with
that
false, final, false with points. False points. The GMs did sign off.
With authority.
So Hoppy, far.
You just said they didn't, though. Like, what?
It's not final sign off. It's not final sign off. Okay.
That is some fucking red herring shit if I've ever heard any, but okay.
Oh wow, Isha's just going down with just like that. No, wow. No defense in his argument at all.
What? Okay. Isha, I didn't even use the Delta variant of fucking COVID as part of my argument, and I still mopped you.
Yeah, but Joey would have shut that down, being like, "Look, we just had an Olympics and it worked." So, COVID aside,
before the Delta variant,
I heard the Delta variant's running rapids literally right now. Didn't we just finish an Olympics like a week ago?
It's running rapids.
What did I say? Rapids? Rampant? Rampant? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I don't like this shit. One. I don't like this one. Joey was quick to the trigger here. He didn't even, like, review the argument.
Oh, I reviewed it. And...
Okay.
Uh-oh. We got a sore loser. He's on a losing streak here.
Oh, man. I'm used to the losing streaks.
I don't know.
At least I get my facts together.
You got power hungry the last couple of weeks, so... Oh, shit.
We all want the Olympics, and I'm really hoping it happens.
Let's be real, though. I mean, what we all want to see is curling. We just want curling. That's all we really care about in the winter.
Dude, Joey, curling, I know in Canada, like, you guys are like, yeah, I know it's huge up here, but the Scotties tournaments up here gets the most TSN TV ratings ever. Like, more than, dude, it rivals sometimes Stanley Cup games, like when they were with TSN. Like, people up here, and even my dad,
gold medal.
Gold medal does pretty good. I don't think the Scotties can beat the gold medal.
Oh, okay.
My fucking even my dad, who's like, he's not a hockey fan, he goes nuts. He like takes time off work to watch the fucking Scotties because he's like crazy into curling, as is everyone. Shit, man, I even get roped into it. Shane, I don't know if you watch curling, but like, I love that shit.
I've seen it, but I don't enjoy watching it.
I mean, I would 100% take off work to watch that. I mean, curling, there's just something, I don't get why it's so fun to watch, but it's amazing. Like, it's just addicting to watch.
I don't even know the rules.
Joey, would you take off work the next day if you had to stay up until like 4 a.m. watching it?
100%, which I did.
Attaboy. Fucking rights, Joey.
Gold medal matches.
There's a Make Good Choices episode in that.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, man. Joey and I could literally like write one when we hang out, when we meet. We'll hit up a curling game first to play, then go watch the tournament, and then have a story after it, I'm sure.
Oh, easily. That sounds like a plan, too.
Awesome. Fucking rights. What a good week.
Good shit, boys.
That's it. That's the show. Honestly, thought I won that argument. I think it's bullshit, Joey. That's the only one that I'll take after the segment and call you out on. That one, Hoppy did not deserve that one. But hey, one more in the books, and our listeners will we'll see who reigns victorious this season of Judge Joy. This off season of Judge Joy, more like, as the hockey season is right around the corner. We have bonus content coming very, very well. I guess tomorrow, recording it today, on the Kaprizov contract and his signing with the Minnesota Wild. And we have a great Friday episode as well with a very special guest, locally actually from Minnesota. So until then, thank you for tuning in on Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Folks, the best thing you do for us any day is to give us 5 stars on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a kind review as well. If you're jonesing for more hockey content, go listen to our website, thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. And on your app, please download the episodes before you listen, as it just helps our business. You can find myself at VI Sports Talk. You can follow the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod. You can follow State of Hoppy at State of Hoppy, most places, and the Hockey Podcast Network at Hockey Pod Net. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Again, we have some content dropping Thursday, as well as the Brewery Travels podcast, and then an episode Friday here on the Soda Pod. Signing off, I'm Isha Jerome, alongside the State of Hoppy, Q, Joe, and Joey. This has been the Soda Pod, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Don't fear, Kaprizov is here. Stay wild.